Good morning and welcome to Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone.
One of the most prolific performers around is Melissa Manchester. Her career spans decades and she has touched upon just about every aspect of the music world. But many people don't know she was heavily influenced by her strong Jewish identity and heritage. We spoke with Melissa to learn more as she prepares to head to Music City in a couple of weeks for a special benefit performance for the West End Synagogue.
Melissa, so glad to have you with me this morning.
My pleasure. Delighted to be with you.
Yes. And so, first of all, shout out. You're in my old hometown of L.A., so yay. Hope everybody everybody there is enjoying the warm weather. We're freezing here, but
yeah.
So I guess the first question I really want to ask is, you're coming here as part of a fundraiser for the West End Synagogue, which is now doing its third annual concert and cultural series in Nashville. And one of the goals, I understand, of that particular series is to bring in Jewish artists, some doing Jewish music, some not. And you were raised in the Jewish faith, and that's your cultural background. And so wanted to get a little bit of a different twist, I guess, for people who may not know that, and to find out a little bit about how that influenced you and how that kind of informs your music at all.
Well, it is true. I am Jewish, and my father was an atheist, however. My mother lit Friday night candles, and she was so brilliant. She never insisted my sister and I join her. It was not a battle that was worth fighting.
Sure.
However, because she let me just watch her every Friday night, this beautiful redhead lighting the candles and saying the prayers, I felt real resonance. And so about 11 years ago, I was bat mitzvahed.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
after my kids had been born bat mitzvahed.
Sure.
And so I am Jewish in my soul. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, because my father was a devout atheist, we happened to live right next door to a shul. And so for the high holidays, we would just open the windows, lay in bed, and listen to the services and the shofar blowing.
Oh, that's the lazy man's way of going to shul, huh?
Well, it was still soulful.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It may have been lazy, but there was something most definitely in the air.
Yes. Well, and, you know, it's interesting when you talk about blowing the shofar. I don't know how many people have ever heard it. That's the ram's horn that's blown every year to signify the new year. It is such a haunting sound. It personally brings me to tears every time I hear it. And
that's correct.
I'll stand there with my daughter, who's, you know, grown up now, and we'll look at each other and we both have tears just streaming down our cheeks because there's something so primal about it, I think.
Yes. Uh-huh, that's right.
It is really wonderful. And of course, you know, you mentioned the fact that you had an adult bat mitzvah a few years ago. What was that experience like? I know for a lot of us who had it at the age of 13, sometimes 13-year-olds really don't get the significance the way we do as adults.
That's exactly the point. Yes, it was a very deep and moving experience for me, and to be in a community of other adults, mostly Jews by choice,
mm-hmm.
who had found something so specific that was missing in their lives, namely a committed community. So it was lovely. It was interesting. The history lessons were very interesting. The fact that the three sentences I was given to recite in Hebrew were from Deuteronomy, and I love, and they are actually reviewed every Rosh Hashanah, by the way.
Yes.
But these three sentences, which apply to me so very particularly, were the following. God says, do these things to have a good life, essentially. It's not that hard.
Yes, words to live by. And I think, you know, it's interesting that you know, as Jews, we're always filled with angst, you know, and life is very hard, but those words are very simple. And sometimes I think we overthink it, don't we?
Sure.
I'm speaking with Grammy Award-winning performer Melissa Manchester, who is going to be visiting us in Nashville January 18th. She's performing a concert at 3rd and Lindsley, and it's a benefit for the West End Synagogue. But, of course, the doors are open to everybody in the community, and wonderful opportunity to bring you here to town and really get up close and personal. I know that you've played big halls and concert halls, and 3rd and Lindsley is a treat for all of us because you're going to be right there in front of us, giving us a wonderful show. And my understanding is that you have a real multimedia show, and you have some surprises, and we're really looking forward to it. And can you give us any hints on what some of the highlights might be?
Well, I do a virtual duet with some friends.
Yes.
And I do a tribute to my beloved late friend Marvin Hamlisch, and some other things that allow the audience to laugh along with me.
Yeah, and I know. I'm told that there will be some surprise duets out there, and everybody's very, very excited about that as well.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you also, I mean, you know, people might not realize that you are still recording, and you've got a really great way for producing your latest album, which is called You Gotta Love the Life. Tell us a little bit about what that's like.
Well, I am an adjunct professor at the University of Southern California at the Thornton
Woo-hoo!
School of Music, and my students have exposed me to the idea of fan funding or crowdfunding in order to get a project started and funded. And so they said, you should do this. And I said, okay, what is it? And they explained it to me, and they led me through this gigantic adventure at the Indiegogo website. And the campaign lasted for 60 days, and people could donate everything from $10 to, you know, thousands of dollars if they wished, and they got different premiums for each thing. And so the album is already half recorded, so this will enable me to finish it, do any orchestrations, mix it, do artwork, you know, and all that stuff. And so it's just so unbelievable, the whole prospect of how this works in this sort of real, deeply free market environment where there's no middleman, there's no record company, it's you and your fans.
Yeah.
And they are as interested in the process of recording as I am.
Well, and yeah, and I think what's really cool about it is, you know, you've been performing for a very long time, and this is a way to, I think, engage a whole new generation of people who may not.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of curious how that's been received. You know, are you getting a lot of attention from a new generation of people?
That I can't tell you. You know, some yes, some no. I just think that the fanchesters, as we call them, they just feel closer somehow. I mean, it's not like stalking, obviously. It's just like if there's something communal about it. There's some kind of proprietary investment, and it's lovely.
Yes.
And so, you know, and it starts this interesting dialogue. And I do, of course, I hope, you know, there's a new generation happening. And if you go on my website, melissamanchester.com, as a free gift to all of my fans and people that are interested, you can download the first single.
Wow.
And it's yours.
Yes, and it is amazing. And the website has, oh my gosh, so much great information about you, but also other ways to connect with you and connect with you musically and listen in, because you aren't slowing down, girl. I'm telling you.
Oh no. It's fantastic. This adventure, you know, God's been so good to me, and I've been blessed with lots, and it's so, you know, and my hunger is still as real as when I started when I was 17.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And lucky for you, your voice is still going strong, too. I mean, that's just, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. I'm speaking with Grammy Award-winning artist Melissa Manchester. She's coming to town on January 18th. She'll be performing at 3rd and Lindsley. And tickets are available. They're open to the public. Prices start at $75. And if anyone's interested, you can go to westendsin.org to get more information and order tickets. And Melissa, what's up next? You've got the album. You're coming here. You've done Broadway. I mean, I don't think there's one aspect of the entertainment business that you have not touched. What's up next?
Well, I have to, I'm going to finish the album, and it will be released hopefully this spring. If not this spring, then definitely the fall, but definitely one of those two. And I am currently getting organized to do a workshop of a musical that I've written with Rupert Holmes and Sharon Vaughn, who was a Nashvilleian for many years.
Yes.
She had great success there. So, yeah, so that's, you know, these are massive projects to push up a mountain. And so, you know, we'll be doing the whole investor route, and
That's fantastic. That's really amazing. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned early on that you had some, during your concert, you have some work with your friend Marvin Hamlisch, and it was such a tragedy. He died so suddenly and so young. Yeah. Who are some of your other big influencers? Because I know that you've collaborated with just about everybody that I ever heard of growing up.
Well, my collaborators are not, I mean, they're lovely people, but my influencers, you know, showed up in my life when I was a teeny girl.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very real, very truly, George Gershwin and Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein those remarkable geniuses that came from a place where there was no indication prior to their creations of what they would be expressing and how they would be expressing themselves. I mean, their work is so singular and so excellent and so rarefied and so emotional that it really created an emotional shift in musical theater, in popular songs. Great.
Yeah. Well, and of course, as you say, you know, they really created something very, very new, and they're so timeless, and the fact that they influenced you, I think, is also what keeps your music so timeless as well, because you've created a lot of new things and a lot of new genres, and that are going to be around for a long time as well. So,
well, I don't know about that, but thank you.
Influenced
very much.
By was, the best, yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, I was very honored to have studied songwriting with Paul Simon when I was 17. So, just remarkable adventures along the way.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I thank you so much for joining me today. I've been speaking with Melissa Manchester. Come join the fun. She'll be in town on January 18th at 3rd and Lindsley. Go to westendsin.org for more information or to purchase tickets. And Melissa, I look forward to meeting you in town. And thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. See you soon.